Republican sheriff candidates debate issues facing Screven County. On Friday, April 12, the Screven County High School auditorium buzzed with anticipation as citizens gathered for a Republican sheriff's debate, hosted by the Screven County Republican Party. The event featured two prominent Republican contenders for the role, Norman Royal and Bruce Rowell. The proceedings commenced with Joe Bohannon extending a warm welcome to attendees, followed by Bob Good leading the pledge and prayer. Among those recognized for re-election were Max Burns, Daphne Totten, Michael McBride, Alan Stewart, Heather Smith, Bob Busby, Haley Williams, and Allison Willis. Steve Hammond, chairman of the Republican Party, greeted the audience and introduced Adam Bazemore, who is a SCHS government teacher, as the moderator for the evening. Bazemore announced that questions had been solicited from citizens via the Screven Company Republican Party website, ensuring a diverse range of concerns were addressed, and neither candidate knew what the questions would be ahead of time. The candidates, having not been briefed on the questions beforehand, were asked to introduce themselves. Bruce Rowell, drawing from his extensive law enforcement background as a Georgia State Patrol trooper and former Screven County Sheriff's Department jailer, highlighted his broad experience patrolling various regions of Georgia. In contrast, Norman Royal, currently serving as an investigator for the Sylvania Police Department, emphasized his dedication to public service, including mentoring new recruits and addressing community issues. The candidates were then probed on why they believed themselves to be the superior candidate for sheriff. Royal emphasized his track record of trust building and evidence handling, expressing a desire to expand upon his achievements within the Sylvania Police Department. Rowell touted his extensive training, involvement in high-profile events such as the G8 Summit, and commitment to combating drug-related issues plaguing the county. The debate delved into pressing concerns, such as drug proliferation in schools. Both candidates acknowledged the severity of the issue, with Rowell advocating for increased law enforcement presence in schools and Royal proposing the reinstatement of programs like DARE to address substance abuse among youth. Questions also addressed strategies to attract and retain quality law enforcement personnel, with suggestions ranging from enhanced training opportunities to competitive salaries. Both candidates agreed on the potential benefits of housing federal prisoners to augment departmental revenue. Regarding emergency response capabilities, both candidates expressed a desire for increased manpower and streamlined dispatch procedures to ensure prompt assistance during crises. In closing, Royal reiterated his commitment to leveraging his experience and community engagement for the betterment of Screven County. Conversely, Rowell, citing health concerns, assured voters of his eligibility for the position despite retirement from his previous role. Moderator Adam Bazemore expressed gratitude to the Republican Party attendees and urged citizens to exercise their voting rights in the upcoming primary election. Both candidates advised that they would not take away our guns and that they were pleased that the Board of Commissioners had passed the Second Amendment rights. Within the first 100 days, each candidate stated they would set up their employees to make sure they were fully staffed and start patrolling the county and that each call would be answered in a timely manner and that the deputies would treat each person with respect. There are several unresolved cases to which both stated they would work to make sure that those families involved were given closure. In addition, it was asked to both candidates about having illegal immigrants in the county and many of those help in the construction and field work industry. Many times, ICE will just advise law enforcement to document them and then set them free. Both candidates agreed that the jail is in bad shape, and that there are grants out there to help bring it up to date, as there have several inmate escapes in the county which brought some concern to the public. Early voting for the primary election runs from April 29 to May 17, with the primary election scheduled for May 21. As Screven County prepares to choose its next sheriff, the debate provided valuable insights into the candidates' visions for the future of law enforcement in the community.